Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVU News Time 826, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. I believe we have Shane Bruner and Janice Arv joining us from LCAT, talking about some route adjustments, some that you'll see here short-term, some that you'll be seeing long-term here soon.
Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
All right. Janice, hello.
Hi. How are you?
We are doing well. So I have to ask here, Shane, as we get things going here, before we start talking about the specifics, have you had a lot of questions coming in here from LCAT riders or possible LCAT riders about what you got cooking here over the last few weeks?
Not a whole lot. I'm going to turn it over to Janice for that. I just got back from a transit conference. So
you haven't gotten anything.
You're more asked about what happened in the last week than I'm still trying to get back in the groove of things.
Okay, Janice, so the question then is yours. Have you gotten some feedback or just some questions about what's been developing here with LCAT here this summer and really now into September?
Not a lot, no.
There you go. Well, that kind of begs the question here as to what is happening on a short-term level before we get to the permanent stuff. Janice, I'm going to start talking about, kind of some survey activities that you guys have been doing here for pretty recently, and I guess you're into round two of this now.
Yeah, we really haven't gotten a whole lot back as far as surveys go. We're just hoping that this works out and we can increase our demand.
Okay, so what is going on here with the survey side here, at least on the short-term level? And I guess this is round two of some survey work. How long is the survey going to go here for LCAT, and exactly what are you asking riders to give you?
Give us some input on how they think it runs. Do they like it? They may know something that we don't as far as a location that needs to be added back in. A location that just needs to be added, better times. That would be kind of stuff that we would need back from them, you know.
In talking with LCAT Administrator Shane Bruner, Janice Arb. Well, Shane, what kind of changes have been put in place for those who do not know?
Well, I think first we're doing that starting today is the round two, as we mentioned, of that test pilot route system where we've kind of merged the east and west route into one bus so we can add another demand bus in down the line, so it gives more availability for on-demand call-ahead sort of rides while still being able to utilize the route-based service, cutting out some of the dead stops and adding in important stops, or just sort of taking a look at Emporia where it's grown and where it shrank and utilizing our resources the best we can. In addition to September 16th, will be the first Saturday we have where we will not run a route. We've converted the route to a second demand, so we realize people's time is valuable to them, and not everybody wants to jump on the route, so this will give people on Saturdays an opportunity to still get where they're going faster, we believe, by just being able to call and book their ride ahead of time and not jump on the route. It was something that started off really strong and then just kind of fizzled out, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping this new method, we tried it for a pilot period, a couple weekends, and we already doubled ridership just by doing it this way. People know where they want to go, and they want to go when they're ready, not when you tell them they're ready, unfortunately. So we're just responding to an ever-changing market.
Yes. Well, yeah, for those who do not know, maybe explain how demand works. What exactly are you talking about here?
Well, those are the trips. They're curb-to-curb. When you show up right there, take you where you need to go. We do ask that you call 24 hours ahead of time so we can get you all scheduled and booked up, get your ride there as well as your return ride if you need one. But it's simply we just show up right there wherever you need us to, and we'll get you right wherever you're going. So no hassle with jumping on a route, no transfer points, none of that.
So do you need to give 24 hours?
We encourage it. There may be some availability day of, but don't rely on that. We really kind of try to hold true to the 24-hour rule.
Janice, is this a trend that's been kind of fast developing here recently over just like the last few months, or is this something that from your perspective, riders have been kind of requesting now for quite some time leading up to the changes that we'll see here coming up this weekend?
2020 actually kind of set us in this motion. We were seeing a lot of changes that needed to be made, and it just took a lot of time to get them all implemented and to figure out exactly how we wanted to do it. It's just like this route that we're running this week and next week. We added the new Emporia Pavilion in there, which we felt was very important to get put in there.
Gotcha. When you look at this too here, Janice, I'll ask you, does this possibly maybe set the stage for an even bigger push into the demand side? Or right now, the weekend move that we're going to see here starting up on Saturday, is that really going to be where the demand process and evolution maybe stops, at least for this, at least for the time being?
Yes, definitely. It is going to push the demand side. We have found that there is a lot more ridership if we have more demands than we do routes. It's just something that has kind of evolved over time.
Shane, from your perspective, is, you know, when you look at this and now, you know, the trend's established now, what else does LCAT have to do on the backside in order to meet this ongoing change in demand?
Well, we have to work very closely with the state. They like to keep an eye on us. So any changes in routes and new stop destinations and stop times have to be ran through them before they get cemented permanently. But that was a big thing they stressed at the transit show I was just at, is we all kind of waited for, you know, return to normal was kind of the big buzz thing. Remember post 2020, 2021, return to normal. That's what we all kept saying. And then we realized that there was no more normal. So you really have to come at things with more of a fluid approach and stop waiting for things to return to the way they are and just deal with things as they are and as they, like Janice said, evolve into. So that was a lot of response into the changes of people and the market and so forth and so on.
Well, can you see a day when it's going to be all demand, do you think, Shane?
It's been thrown around the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As Lyft and Uber has sort of become a thing in people's minds, especially like incoming students at ESU, it's the trend for younger generations. I've never used one myself, but as people are more aware of that trend, that I can just have this vehicle show up, pick me up wherever I am, I'd rather take that option than opposed to another option where I have to wait 30 minutes longer to get to where I'm going. So it's a change in the market and in the way people think. But we will always continue to evaluate the market and people's needs and do the best we can to meet them.
With your Saturday on demand, is demand pricing different than your daily routes?
No.
That was a big no right there.
In unison.
Big fat negatory right there. And Janice, speaking of the demand here, how has ridership been here so far this year versus past years?
We're definitely on track to exceed last year. Ridership is up. Our clients actually have done really good with the 24-hour in advance phone calling. We don't have a lot of same day, and I think that might be part of the reason why the trend is going up, because they have even found it easier to call in advance. So it really has bumped it up.
Understood. Well, Janice, before we wrap things up here and kind of remind folks how to, you know, either contact for those demand routes or get questions answered, that survey period, how long is that survey period going to go, and how people can get involved with that survey?
2 weeks on the survey period.
Okay, and then call the office then or reach out via Facebook or email?
Call the office 342-4207 or just go on to our Facebook, which is LCAT.
That's
easy. And you can message us through there.
All right, and then also in case people have questions or they want to set those routes, same method of contact applies.
Yes. Exact same method as,
Cool deal.
Okay.
All right. Well, Janice, Shane, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck here as you guys continue to meet the changing needs here transportation-wise, and keep us posted on how things go.
We'll do. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Shane Bruner, Janice Arb of LCAT. Details on some route changes, specifically on Saturday going to demand, starting this Saturday, right?
Starting up on Saturday, yeah. And really no changes in fees for that. So good news there. And we'll have the story to remind you about that later here this week on KVUE. Next, tomorrow morning, when it comes to our 8 o'clock interview schedule, we are going to be busy. We'll have Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty coming away at 8:20 tomorrow morning. So the Newsmaker 2 goes to 8:40. It's essentially our last-minute preview of the Las Casitas Fiesta coming up this weekend.
Yeah,
as a Northwestern Musical host, Vic Rodriguez will walk us through that coming up at 8:40 tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. Good morning. It's 8:36.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car wash technology. Your ride will be sparkling clean in just 3 minutes. Wash services include